I want to welcome everybody out this morning. This is the regular session of Commissioners Court for June 30th, 2010. We will start this morning with a few moments of silence, and then we'll stand for both of our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
We have one request to speak this morning, Mr. Reinhardt.
Okay, guys, I had been here about a year and a half, and I think you know we all agreed that you were going to start watching Bubba closer when I left here last time. If we give Bubba another year on a road, we won't have a road. I personally don't think Bubba knows now what to do. He couldn't build a road if you give him $10 million a year. The Cherokee Trace and Armadillo Road are all two pieces. The trace was only done 2 years ago. It should have lasted at least 5 years, but it hasn't. And he went and patched the place in it the other day out there, and it looks worse than it did when he started patching it. And you guys are just not driving around looking at this junk he's doing. And we've got to have somebody that knows how to do this work. And these people that are trying to get him to come do their stuff I see in the paper every week, they're lucky he hadn't been there yet. Because, I mean, their roads would look like mine if he goes out there. Because he don't know what he's doing. I thought a long time it was y'all, and I still think y'all are not watching him. And it's time that we do something about it. I don't particularly want an engineer, but I want somebody that knows how to build a road. Because if we just build 1 mile of road a year, if we build it right, we won't have to do it again next week. And we hadn't built anything right in the last 5 years. So therefore, we're spending all of our money patching. And it's just not right. We pay good money for this stuff, and we're not getting nothing for it. And I blame it on y'all, because you are the bosses over Bubba. And if y'all don't go look, there's nobody to say anything except people like me. And I can see Bubba out there working on the road or standing there talking and stop and say something to him about it, and he just laughs. He thinks it's a big joke. Well, it's not a joke to me. I pay taxes every year. And taxes are not a joke to me. But I'd be willing to pay more taxes if we had somebody that would fix the roads. And that's just the way life is.
Thank you, Mr. Reinhardt.
If I might, I'd like to acknowledge my appreciation for the comments that Mr. Reinhardt made. And if there's no others that have signed up for comment, I've got something I'd like to say at this point in time too, Judge.
Okay.
The last holiday we had, it was brought to my attention as well as the judge's attention after we got back from lunch that the courthouse had been locked up. And I would like to make it like public and on the record that, to my knowledge, we did not change the hours to lock the courthouse up then, nor shall we be changing the hours, I don't believe, to lock the courthouse up this Friday, even though there are several offices that are going to be closed, some all day, I believe, some half a day. But I believe it's in fairness to the public out there, not just within our county, but we had several, while I was in my office and the courthouse was closed, that had come in here from as far away as Dallas to do business in one of the offices, only to find that the courthouse is not only locked up, but the office that he was coming in to do business was locked up also. So I would like to express to those offices that do business with the public on a daily basis that they reconsider their decision to close their office on Friday and keep it open at least a half a day for the public, if nothing more, and make building and maintenance aware that the courthouse is not to be locked up on Friday until 5 o'clock at the normal time.
Anyone else that wants to address the court?
Who locked the maintenance?
Maintenance is the other part, and I'm aware of that locks the building, so.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
But I, as far as what
y'all just, picture. Y'all be careful. It's not on the agenda. Item two is to consider and take action on correction or approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Judge, there's two corrections in the minutes. The first one being that public comment time. That gentleman, the first gentleman that spoke was Mr. Kenneth Wynn, not Wes Wynn, from Diana. And then item 10 on the minutes, when we discussed the amount of the system that we're going to be putting in the jail. My notes I've got here, and I verified it with another area, was the total is going to be $315,247, not $347. So I think that's the only corrections I found that needs to be straightened out in here. So at this time, I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes with the changes just previously stated.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the minutes as corrected. Those in favor?
I guess that 27 right on. I left.
I don't have my notes here. $100 is.
Well, here's why I wrote down.
I don't have my notes here.
I think Glenn said he had.
I had the notes on mine. It was correct figure.
The minutes are approved as corrected. Item B is the payroll.
Judge.
What did you know?
Yeah, correct. Payroll changes. Yeah. Sorry.
Judge, on the leave time that's being paid out, county sheriff is losing two employees, it appears, to the sum of $17,716. This is not the first time this year, this fiscal year that he has been out that kind of money. I'd just kind of like to know where, he's not in court, is he? Where he's moving this money from to pay these employees that are leaving the employment of the county.
Traditionally, what we've had to do is what we've done over the last several years is we pay it out of his payroll line item. Or if anybody had, if Road or Bridge or anybody had someone leave like this, then we pay it out of their payroll line item. And then if at the end of the year, in September, if it needed to be corrected, then we make corrections at that point.
Okay. Because he's had several in the past several months that have left that have hit us or has hit his department for this type of money here. His salary line item was budgeted for salary and not for this, for vacation time and comp time, you know, specifically the comp time.
And because sometimes there are so many employees in the sheriff's department and there may be gaps between when someone leaves and when someone's hired, it's hard to tell where that total salary line item is going to be until we get close to September, and then we try to correct it in September.
Okay.
Any discussion on payroll changes?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is the payroll.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item D are the budget amendments.
I guess we're out of diesel.
Yes, we're getting close to...
I'm just asking you because I don't see...
Gary's here, but...
Okay.
They're close to being out.
Motion to approve budget amendments.
The increase in the sheriff's in his budget, where did that come from?
That was a vehicle that was hit a deer and got totaled.
So you just took the total of that and split it up between the two?
No, wait a minute. Which budget amendment are you looking at? The increase you said?
Yeah, the one that's not saying where it came from, but it says it's going into $8,335 going into revenue.
That was insurance proceeds we got from the insurance company for a totaled vehicle.
Okay.
So we put it into miscellaneous revenue and you increase expenses along with it.
And what about the other $8,335?
That's both an increase to revenue and an increase to expense.
Is that the same money then?
Yes, it's same money.
So you put it into revenue and then you took it out of revenue, put it into the vehicles?
We put it into revenue. We increased the revenue budget and we increased the expense budget at the same time so that it balances.
And it came from an insurance?
Yes.
Okay. And that was less a deductible, I'm assuming?
$250 deductible.
Okay. That's all the question I got, Jesse.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Campbell to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item E are our accounts payable.
One question, Judge, on the non-departmental Flowers and Davis, when did this occur and what is the status on that?
On non-departmental?
Yes, sir. Last one on there.
In the front page there?
Yeah.
Last one on there. The $2,395.
Can't find it. That was for some pending litigation in the sheriff's office. Not pending, but there was threatened litigation.
How come we weren't notified if there was one?
I don't believe there was a...
There was never a lawsuit filed. There was a... someone had talked about suing the sheriff's department.
Okay.
So is this just consultation fees from Flowers and Davis? Is that basically what it amounts to?
Yes. Attorney's fees.
But once again, why would we not be notified of the allegations being brought forward to the county?
You'd have to ask the sheriff about that.
Huh. Be nice to the sheriff to hear this meeting.
You sure aware of it, Commissioner Crabtree?
I hadn't heard nothing about it.
Mr. Ferguson, are you aware of it? I'm just wondering.
There was one on that box. Two meetings ago that we played, and I hadn't heard anything about it either. So. Mm-hmm. Now, is John Rose, is that an H County employee?
Mm-hmm. What was the amount of the payment? $2,295.
$2,395.
$2,395.
Yes.
Might be some kind of privacy act in that as a reason. I know we wouldn't give the name, but...
It's an employee. I mean, there are issues that would probably need to be discussed in a closed session if the court wanted to discuss it. Yeah. Past employee. That's part of the deductible payment being in the TAC pool. So the sheriff called Flowers and Davis for legal assistance on it, and then that's what their bill was.
Shouldn't he have run that through court before he just took the liberty to call the attorney himself?
I don't know. I mean, I think if the court wants to require something like that, I think we've got several elected officials in this county that need to run things through court without calling commissioners separately and asking their opinions.
I agree.
Yeah.
If we can, I'd like to put on the agenda for next time that we have a closed session so we can see what's going on it.
I guess it's over.
Yeah. It's over.
Oh. So do you want to accept this bill, Mr. Campbell, or you want to refuse it till we talk about it?
I'd like to refuse it before we see what the litigations was about it.
You want to make a motion to that effect?
I'll make a motion to that effect.
To accept the bills with the exception of this one here?
Yes.
So the motion by Commissioner Campbell is to approve accounts.
Let's discuss.
Was this the only thing? Okay.
Let's discuss this just a second.
Were there
go
any
ahead,
changes?
Go ahead. You might.
Was there anything else anybody had?
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
I still believe you're going to end up paying for the services rendered.
That was where I was going to go here. If we don't have a policy that says that he can't do that, why would we hold up paying a legitimate bill? Now, if we want to change the policy so that we make him come to us next time, but if we don't have that policy now and it's a legitimate bill, I don't see any reason for holding off payment for 2 weeks.
Well, why would he hold it against? Why would he not let Commissioner Court know about to start with?
Well, did he call you and let you know that he had to seize these horses and spend $2,432 on that?
Well, that's normal expense out of his budget, though. But
it's not out of his budget. It's out of non-departmental.
Yeah, I mean, we pay those vet bills. You know,
he's doing his job.
$300 to $500 every meeting. I don't know.
So are we saying that we're going to allow every elected official in the county to go to Flowers and Davis and represent the county without the court knowing that we're going to be billed for their meeting with Flowers and Davis? I mean.
If we sure don't want to get to the point to where that we tell them you can't go talk to an attorney before we meet again,
and it costs the county,
and then it ends up that somebody goes and files a lawsuit in that 2 weeks where we haven't had a meeting, you know.
That's not what I'm saying. I mean, I know,
but it's going to fall back in the same place. If he has the authority to go to the attorney without our permission, then it's a legitimate bill. And what's 2 weeks going to matter? I mean, it's not going to make Flowers and Davis any difference. I'll say it's not. $2,500 or 20, whatever it was, is not going to break them. But it's just, unless we want to change our policy, I don't see what.
What's our policy say, Mr. Crittenden?
I don't know.
So you don't know that our policy needs to be changed.
I sure don't.
With the policy anyway.
Did I say something, Judge?
What does our policy say?
That was my question. Mr. Crabtree said that before we go and change our policy, I'm just inquiring what, you know.
Well, I believe if the sheriff was here, he could explain this. But, I mean.
Well, my point is, anytime a litigation is brought against the county, I think Commissioner Court needs to know about it before we go any further on it.
I don't think we should hold payment on the bill.
I mean, we're, I know there's a few more dollars here, but I know there was a litigation to Flowers and Davis with the next employee about, I think it was only $50. Two meetings ago, I believe, and it wasn't questioned, and I don't know what the litigation was on that either. I mean, I don't think we should call names up here, but I guess it's all public record, so I don't know that it matters.
If the other member of the court.
Does it matter if we call names? Just to prove a point.
It's up to you.
There's no reason. That's just pending litigation. I don't know what it's about.
So you knew of an expense that you didn't know what it was about the last time, yet you voted to go ahead and spend the taxpayers' money, even though it was?
No, I do know, I have heard about it, I knew it was going on, but not officially through Commissioners Court. It's just, you know, word gets around, and we know what's happening, but it hasn't been brought to us.
So word gets around, and that's the way we're supposed to conduct our business in the county?
Well, we know it's going to take place. The litigation is there.
It's happened all week.
Yeah, it has.
Word's been getting around.
Some you win and some you lose, I judge.
It's not over yet.
What's that?
Chicken, Jane.
What's not over, Judge? Something the court doesn't know about?
No, you know about it. Maybe a violation of the Open Meetings Act.
Maybe I don't.
Has this been resolved?
This has been resolved. This has been resolved.
Well, I withdraw my motion then on not paying the bill, and if it hadn't been resolved, if it hadn't, well, then I wouldn't.
No, I think the judge is talking about something that's not on the agenda right now, but. Anyway, you've got a motion on the floor, right?
He withdrew it.
You withdrew your motion?
I withdrew it.
Motion for pay accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Ferguson to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
Passes 3-1. Accounts payable are approved. Item F is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to the following: auditor's reports, treasurer's reports, state and county tax summary, bonds, oaths, deputations, and certificates.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, seconded by Commissioner Crabtree to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those documents are recorded. Item G are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, seconded by Commissioner Crittenden to approve the applications for use of roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Before we leave, Investigator Fitzgerald's here with a group of Boy Scouts. What are you guys' troop number? 314. We appreciate y'all coming, and hope that the meeting was informative for you. We're not quiet for you, but almost.
Can we go back to open comment just a moment, Judge, on these young men?
Yes, ma'am.
I've been sitting back here, and I've been watching these young men take notes. And this is our future, and we have to remember this, gentlemen.
Miss Harris wants to take just a minute too.
One of my employees has been here 25 years this month. Her name is Lynn Toole. And you know, I appreciate all my work. And she is a real asset to my office and to this county. And so I mean, get you a plaque. I'll say that for when you retire. Get you some flowers. And I do want you to know, and I want the public to know, that we do have fantastic workers here, no matter what the hoo-ha is for fussing and fighting and everything. I do enjoy having my office staff. I appreciate every one of them.
Can I say something else, Jim?
Yes, sir.
On Armadillo Road, about half of the damage there was done by the E-Tex. When I spoke to the kid that was over, the Seon boy, I don't remember his first name, he was a construction guy. He said they had a deal with the county that they didn't have to fix nothing. The county fixed it for them, whatever they tore up. Now, I don't know why that these county boys get $15,000 a year and they get $40,000 out there, but we fixed their damage. That don't make sense to me. And I'm thinking that we need to change that if we do have that policy.
Mr. Hines, did you want to say something?
Yes, thank you, Your Honor. Question about the procedure. I thought a motion was brought by Commissioner Campbell regarding the accepting the expense to the lawyers or whatever. I didn't understand exactly what it was. I didn't even understand the actual charge, but I never did hear the chair ask for a second or say that the motion died when another motion was brought to accept. It seems to be out of procedure, out of order to do that second motion without the first motion either being seconded or ruled that it was dead.
Thank you for your comments. It's all business.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.